Let's talk about names and the way we label each other.
I've never called you a name.
I mean, like, when I introduced my children to you, I think you said, you know, call me Sarah. And I said, no, call her Ms. Hunter.
Oh, Mrs. you Hunter. Did? Oh.
I did. And I think there's a difference that is worth dialoguing about. Because yes. Working in the suburbs, as I do, I've seen how the adults out here like to be called by their first names. I don't know if that's a way of being cool or, I mean, why is that?
Is just, you know, I think that's a generational thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am so shocked that mm-hmm. you're bringing this up as a black-white issue.
Mm-hmm. I think for so long, people of color have been treated like they're not adults. And so then when I'm introduced to some white kids and then the adult assumes that I want them to call me by my first name, it's like, wait a minute, this is a kid. You know, maybe I'd prefer to be called Miss Sumner or Ms. Katani or something like that, Ms. K. Sometimes I abbreviated it when I used to work at the Boys and Girls Club. And I think that we don't have enough conversations. We don't give the option to the adults. And I think some of that might be the white entitlement of, you know, I'll choose your label. So like my mom, she recently had an incident that happened on an MBTA bus and the MBTA police came to interview her. And when they started to refer to her as Gloria, she was highly offended. And she was like, wait a minute, you need to call me Mrs. Eaton because I've earned that right to be called that. So that may be a generational thing, but she was highly offended.
And she is a force to be reckoned
this
with because I have met Mrs. Eaton. Mm-hmm. And now that you're telling me this, I will never call her Gloria because I'm scared of your mother.
She'd rip your face off.
Yeah.